Welcome to the Quarantine Chronicles, number 8. I should be so much further along. I've said this before, I'm sure. I'm like a broken record. But I don't update like I probably should. And that's okay. But if you have been listening, or if you just found the podcast fairly recently, I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving it a listen. And hopefully your life is going pretty awesome. It's October. We're getting into fall. I mean, I guess it's already technically fall. I don't think anyone really like celebrated the going from summer to fall feel. But, you know, we're getting into the seasons of parties and celebrations. And this year is going to be really funny. Or really different. I shouldn't say funny. It's going to be different. This is a normal time of year where I would be getting bookings for magic shows, doing like private parties, and for Halloween and office parties and things like that. This is the time that I'd be getting a bulk of bookings. And that's obviously not going to happen this year. There may be the occasional, you know, small party over here that says, hey, we're going to get like 10 people together and we want to have you. But that's not a guarantee. And, you know, luckily I do have a 9-to-5 job, which pays my wages and takes care of me. You know, the magic thing's just a little side hustle. So that's, you know, that's good for me. But we're going into, again, like, it's the gathering time of year. So we've got, Canadian Thanksgiving's coming up here soon. Halloween, of course. Thanksgiving for Americans. Christmas time, New Year's. And then, not only that, like, if your family's anything like mine, you have a lot of anniversaries that happen in this last bit of the year, anniversaries and birthdays. There's so many in my family that are in like this last weird stretch of the year. So, there's always that. And we're not going to be able to, you know, people aren't going to be able to get together like they normally do. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to really struggle with that. And some are going to go out and do it anyway, and others are going to be overly cautious. And really what I have to say to that is, you know, one, do you. I'm a big proponent, you know, during all this COVID stuff, I've not really been concerned. I've talked to people on both sides of the spectrum of who have had COVID. And I've had some saying it was the absolute worst thing they've ever been through in their life. And I've had others that said that for them, it was like getting the flu was so much worse than COVID. So it really goes to all of the, you know, how do you react to things? Taking COVID out of the scenario. If we just go by the flu can strike like people different ways. They're going to react and they're going to respond differently to things. And I think that's a very important thing to think about going forward with COVID-19 is you're going to have people who are going to respond differently. It attacks the same, you know, COVID attacks the same groups that flu does. And so, I mean, it is what it is. It's our new norm. And I think you just have to adjust. Now, one of my big ways of thinking, like, I don't like wearing a face mask. I do. If I go to a store, or like right now in this where I'm at, like, it's pretty much mandatory to wear a mask everywhere you go. But I'm also very much in the strong belief, if you're worried about getting COVID-19, you are the one that should not be going out. Like, you are the prime candidate, the one that should be staying in your home and not going out. So, and for me, the mask isn't a thing outright. I'm just highly claustrophobic. For me, it's very uncomfortable. I hyperventilate. My blood pressure skyrockets. I end up getting lightheaded and dizzy. I do have difficulty breathing in the mask because I do, oftentimes, I'm suffering from bronchitis. I get bronchitis a lot. And I have a mild form of asthma, so I do have a rescue inhaler when I need it. But that's kind of, you know, the things I have to struggle with, which would be much easier if I just didn't have to wear the thing. I'd rather take my chances with the Rona, honestly. But I think you got people all over the place, and I think it's ridiculous when we see 8 months into this. I mean, technically, we're almost a year into it because the first cases popped up like November last year, I believe. But we're so far into it, and we still have people refusing to wear a mask, or they don't own a mask. They go to a store, and I'm sure they have to wear a mask. Like, well, I don't have one. Get a mask. I've got so many. I've got so many cloth ones. I've got them from the Disney store. I've got them from Hot Topic. I've got them from just about everywhere you can get a mask at. Just get a mask and wear it. You don't have to be happy, but just wear it. And also, to the people who are wearing masks, which is most of us, you still have to social distance. Just because you have a mask doesn't mean you can be all up in my bubble. Stop getting in my bubble. I've probably said that before on this podcast. You keep your distance. I've always wanted people to stay like 6 to 10 feet away from me. Honestly, if I'm in public, I'm going to be coughing to make sure you stay away from me. So there's that. But kind of a ramble just about, you know, the COVID stuff, because it is going on still. Other things in my life, you know, that's going on is I've not been painting miniatures as much as I have been previously, so I've got to get back on that. I think me and my girlfriend are going to paint some minis this weekend. And just working on magic stuff. I went through and relearned one of my own creations, because, you know, sometimes you do that, you create something, and it's your favorite thing to do at the time, and it just kind of goes away, and then you don't touch it for a while, and it's like, oh, crap, I've got to, how did I do that? And so I relearned one of my old tricks that I had published years and years ago, like back in 2006, I think it was, or 2008, maybe, it was somewhere in there. So I relearned that. So I'm going to start working on that, because I think I want to bring that back into the fold. We'll see. Because I really love, like, the Magician in Trouble plot, where you think the magician has really messed up the trick, and then turns out, like, he's got it all along. He's got it figured out. So, he or she has got it figured out, I should say. But, yeah, been working on that. Been playing some Fallout 76 still. But mostly just been lounging. I've got a new couch on the way. I'm really excited about that showing up, if it ever gets here. That's on back order until later this month still. And then, that's really it. Just trying to stay out of trouble, trying to stay healthy, trying to lose some weight, because I put on the COVID-19, I gotta take off the COVID-19. But that's really all I've got. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to me ramble. Today's been more of a less exciting episode. Not much energy into this one, but I just wanted to get on here and just kind of vent and talk a little bit. But thank you for listening. If you want to have a conversation, feel free to call into my channel here on Anchor. If you're listening on any of your podcasting apps, be it Apple Podcast or Spotify or anything, look at the show notes and you should have a link to call in, and I would greatly appreciate it. Obviously, you don't have to, but if you do, I'll play your message on the air, as long as it's not hateful, and we'll have a conversation. But again, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next go-around.